Bergen Amateur Radio Association has a technical net once a week on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. on the Bergen County FM Association 146.79 repeater. And through their courtesy, they allow us to use their repeater. We encourage your membership in that repeater as well, that organization. They don't have as many meetings. They have one annual meeting a year, and it's pretty decent. We also have a net on Wednesday night at 9 o'clock, which is a general purpose chat net. And that's also on 146.79. Net control is usually N2 OEL. And on Thursday nights, KF2ID runs a net on 444.100 at 8:30, just before this net, actually. And finally, on Monday nights, on 28.350, our good friend KTZO, Mr. Jim, runs a net on 10 meters, upper sideband, and that's also at 9 p.m. So, with that, no further ado, let's talk about what the TechNet's about. Okay. The TechNet is open to any radio amateur who's licensed to transmit the 2-meter band, and we encourage participation from any and all amateurs, whether or not you are a BARA member. Amateur radio is a technical hobby, so we have many opportunities for discussion. You're welcome to bring up virtually any subject that's radio, electronic, or communications related, and so we hope you will. And if you don't have a question or a comment for the net, check in anyway, because often your mere presence brings a thought to mind that we might want to pursue. So we encourage you to check in even if you have nothing to discuss. So, with no further ado, let's take the Kilo stations first tonight. Any station with a Kilo, please call K2BAR with your name, probably your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or comment or none of the above, please call K2BAR.
K2BAR, KC2BYB, with one query.
Good evening, Richard. I got you. KC2BYB, your query is noted. Any other Kilo stations? KC2BAR.
This is K2ZO. Have one question.
K2ZO acknowledged with one question. And good evening again, Jim. And we'll note that in the log here. Next station, Kilos.
2AMI, Tony. Question.
Tony, you have questions or no questions?
No questions.
Okie doke. No problem. We'll probably tap you for some club announcements, however, if you don't mind, Tony. Alrighty. So I'll just put comments down there. Any other Kilo stations, please call K2BAR.
K2 Zulu, Charlie, Dave, no questions.
Good evening, Dave. Good to hear you as well. And there's an example of someone who didn't have a question or a comment, who made lots of comments last week because he has a lot of expertise on the subject that ultimately came up from somebody else. So I'd really like to know who's there. So, thank you, Dave. Any other Kilo stations?
K2BDU, no questions at this time.
Okay, Hellman, very good. K2BDU. Very fine. And is KC2SGF going to check in?
KC2SGF, no comments.
I was kind of wondering, you're just there, if you were to chime in. Okay, no problem. Got you covered. Anybody else with a Kilo call? Your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or comment, or none of the above.
Kilo Charlie 2, Oscar Romeo X-ray. None of the above, Gordo.
Okay, Robert, very good. Good to hear you as well. Any other Kilo stations, please call Q2BR. Alrighty. Let's see. Let's go to the Alpha stations. Any Alpha stations, please call K2BAR with your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or a comment, or none of the above. Okay, moving right along. How about November stations? I know where Antoliel is. He's not around, but everybody else must be otherwise conflicted. How about whiskey stations? Any whiskey stations, your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or a comment?
This is W2JEK, Don, no questions.
Okay, Don, very fine. Anybody else with a whiskey call?
WE2R, Charlie, no questions.
Good evening, Charlie. Long time no hear. Or see, actually. I think the last time I saw you was either in the grocery store with a friend or subsequent to that. I'm trying to remember. I think it was subsequent to that, actually. WE2R, good to hear you. Okay, any other whiskey stations? Is there a station on the output direct? This is K2BAR. Nothing heard. Okay. Any other whiskey stations at this time? Okay. Any other check-ins from anywhere with any other kind of call sign, or even the call signs we've listed, please call K2BAR. If you call, sign your name, and whether or not you have a question or a comment. We've got two questions and at least one comment. And so let's move right along here. KC2PYB, Richard, your question, sir. K2BAR.
Okay, this question's for you, Gordon. Last week after the net, you went to some frequencies to check coverage and response, I guess. When you went to the 140-whatever frequency, I don't remember, I couldn't hear anything from anybody. Yet when you went to the 6-meter frequency, everybody came in loud and clear. Was that a single sideband you were on in the 140? That happened also again in the contest we had, the last VHF contest we had. And I couldn't hear you, and you know, we've spoken quite a bit, Simplex and whatever else, and I've tracked you like all over the county and beyond. So I'm just trying to find out what's going on with the radio, or was that like a 140 something or other, a single sideband?
Yeah, we did go to a 144. I think it was 210 or something, or thereabouts. It was upper sideband. And my guess is, Richard, directionality probably means a lot more. And what do you call it? I think what comes up is that we all probably were pointed in ways away from Fort Lee. I think that's probably the biggest concern, I would think.
No, I wasn't on upper sideband. I was on like a straight simplex frequency, and that's why I was asking. You know, that same thing happened between you and me during the last VHF contest. You came in loud and clear on 6 meters, but when I have a good VHF set here, and I couldn't hear you at all.
Well, my guess is that I was probably aimed either west, southwest, or northwest, and maybe even straight north, and that puts you at a real disadvantage because I have a pretty sharp beam on 2 meters. In fact, for a 10-mile Miyagi, it's darn sharp, and so much so that I want to put up a second one on a different rotator just to save myself spin time during the winter, or any other time, frankly. So that's a good point. I can't do it tonight, but if you would like, either sometime during the week next week after the net, we can do a sked and test that. And really, I can point my antennas toward you and peek them up and make sure everything's hunky-dory. So I'm sure we can work on 2-meter sideband.
Yeah, I'm sure. I wasn't on 2-meter sideband. I was on straight 2-meter FM.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you got to go to sideband. That I think that's the key. And your rig will do that, so that's fine.
Yeah, I just have to set it. And that's why it's, well, you know, let me ask him. It just came through so loud and clear, beautiful on 6 meters, and yet I couldn't hear anything on 2 meters. And I've chased you all over the county and beyond, even on Simplex. I'm up pretty high in the air, so that's the answer to my question then. Okay. Thank you very much.
By the way, Richard, assuming you can get a decent SWR on something on 432, we'll make a point of testing that, too, while we're there, because I know we both have that capability for single sideband on 432. All righty. Good question. Anybody else want to add to that? This is K2BAR. All righty. Before we go to Jim, any other late check-ins, please call K2BAR. Kidoke. K2ZO, it's all yours, Mr. Jim. K2BAR.
Okay, K2BAR, K2ZO. Question I had was, does anybody have an ICOM IC2800H and use the cable to connect to the computer to program it? The reason I asked the question is I recently purchased one, a used one, and was given the software, but no cable. The cable, of course, has one plug that plugs into the radio, and the other plug goes to a DB9 connector. I certainly can make it up if I can find what the connections are, but as yet I have been unable to find such a thing. So I just wonder if anybody else may have one. I think D, NB2F, may have one, so maybe I'll give him a shout or send him an email. But I'm just curious if anybody knew.
Well, I don't. If it's the same cable as the 2100 FM rig, I would be interested in knowing about that, too, in case you're wondering. I'm looking for either a source of a USB or a serial cable. I prefer direct USB, but even a serial cable is fine under the circumstances. It's just that if you can find a USB that's compatible, it saves you a lot of grief in interfacing. It certainly won't be an effect to your original, but that's okay. The software, what COM ports does it work with, Jim? I'm kind of curious.
No, I haven't used it yet, but I don't know what COM ports it works with. So we'll have to see. What I was trying to do was make up the cable so that I could then use it. All I needed, I got a DB9, got the other plug, but I just don't know how it's wired.
Okay. Yeah, see if you can boot the software and see what COM port options it gives you. I'll be very curious. But, okay. Anybody have any thoughts on this? Well, I'm going to go to announcements and then other check-ins and then some other subjects. So in the meantime, I'm going to see what I can find poking around the Internet, because you got me kind of curious. Speaking of which, are you going to send that email to me? Anyway, nudge. All righty. So anybody else want to check into that, please call K2BAR. Some station was very noisy. Who is that? Okay. It's the IM1, I think. I'm not sure. Anyway, I'm looking for the gym. All right, anybody else want to check in? Okay. Tony, club announcements. Would you like to take care of that, please?
I'll try my best without following up too much. But coming up this month on the 27th of November, we have something called Thanksgiving Day. Football, turkey, all that kind of stuff. But that's not a real club announcement. That's an announcement coming up. But the Friday after Thanksgiving is another club's announcement, and it's the FLARC, the Fairlawn Amateur Radio Club's auction. That'll be on the Friday night at 6 o'clock in Fairlawn at the Fairlawn Senior Center. There'll be a Fairlawn Amateur Radio Club auction. It's a lot of fun. Usually Pete is the auctioneer at that event. And there'll be some hot dogs and other things to munch on. And lots of goodies to look over and buy real cheap. But also, they also need sellers. So if you have anything that you have laying around your ham shack and you think somebody else would enjoy it, by all means, bring it down and maybe you can get a few dollars for it. Let me drop it for the timer. So that's the 28th. And then coming up also on that Friday, the Friday before that, November the 21st, Don is on frequency, you can verify this. On November the 21st, it's this Friday coming up, is the Barra VE session at the Westwood High School, 7 o'clock, room 123, I think it is, Fairlawn High School, the Westwood High School, Mission Township, Westwood area there. It's the Barra VE session for November. So that's the number one, I guess, the VE session. Number two is Thanksgiving. Number three is the Fairlawn Auction. And then coming up on December the 7th, into the 7th, by this time in the year 2008, we'll have our Barra dinner. The Barra dinner will be at the Porterhouse Restaurant on Kinnikinnick Road in Montvale. And the dinner starts at 6 p.m., 6 p.m. Get there a little bit sooner if you can. It's an Irish pub setting. We'll have our own private room. Unfortunately, we don't buy the drinks. You've got to buy your own drinks, but there will be soft drinks and things of that nature. You know, sodas and what's available at the table. There'll be a buffet dinner with a choice of, I think, three or four main entrees and then desserts. And, of course, that is equal to our December meeting. The Barra December meeting will be the same as the Barra dinner. That's about it. Gordon, back to you.
Okay. Well, if everything goes well, look for the idea of a tech class, a one-day tech class. It'll be a little different in format than last year, but same basic concept. We've got some really good materials this year, and we're not going to have them drawn and listen to tape, but we're going to have more presentations and other things. And I've got a really nice slide deck, which N2IAG provided for me, and he had tailored it from another group, so it's something to think about. So we're going to do that, plus some audio, plus a lot of hands-on show and tell type stuff. So if everything works well, there will be a test session in the evening, 6, 7 o'clock, after a very long day of tutorials, and we're going to set it up so we'll feed you lunch and supper. So our only fees are going to be lunch and supper, and then of course you'll have to pay for your test session. So we haven't figured that out yet, but it'll be at St. John's and Bergenfield if it comes off. I'm suspecting it will at this point. But we're going to work on the test crew. That's the last part. I got to confirm one other thing, but I think we're good. All right, let me drop it for a second. Okay, one technical announcement. W2IP, Paul has pointed out that if you're using the 7.9 repeater in its current configuration, when you're in dialogue with another station, please let the repeater drop between transmissions more often than when you don't, because it seems to get confused and gets offline and stays that way for periods of time and then comes back finally by itself. So he made an observation to me that by leaving plenty of pauses at the ends of your transmissions and actually getting the repeater to physically drop its carrier, that it seems to inhibit any kind of confusion as to what the state of the reset timer is, and there's little chance of getting the repeater in some confused shutdown states. Okay, my next question was as a follow-up to last week when we talked about software-defined radio. There is a article, actually it's a product review, of a software-defined radio receiver in the current December QST, and I would suggest you look at that. It's actually called out on the cover. So I didn't have a chance to read the article in detail yet, but it's a product review, actually. And so you might want to give that a scan, the current QST. If you have it in paper, that's great. If you don't and you are a league member, you can get it online. And that's pretty cool, too, as well. A couple other announcements. For the next 6 months, what do you call it? Mike, WA2MWT from Ramsey OEM, is going to be the acting district emergency coordinator for Aries, per Rich and 2SMV, our section manager. And just thought you'd like to know that. And what else? There's lots of good things. So Ron, our club member, WB2GAI, has been working with Justin, KC2GIK, and others to get OEM radio to expand beyond normal RACES functions, but taking the RACES operators and serving the OEMs in a more comprehensive way. So he's been working on coordinating that, starting with Park Ridge and a few other towns as well. So I think it's good. Actually, T-O-E-L was there. Wycliffe Lake folks were there, and a couple others as well. And it was a great meeting with, 2 weeks ago, with even more attendees. And so encourage people to get involved in that as well, and also to help with Mike in any way you can. We drop it. Okay. Are there any other check-ins or anybody else wanted to raise another topic or have a question, comment, or confusion? Please call KTBAR.
KTBAR, W2JEK.
Yes, sir, Mr. Don.
You mentioning this proposed test session. Be advised, the test fee will be in 2009 is up to $15 from $14 last year. This year, so as of January 1st, there will be $15 for the test. Got a bullet on that the other day. Back to that. Back to JK.
Thank you for reminding me, Don. That's a good point. Basically, we're looking at the idea of doing a continental breakfast, possibly, and training sessions and everything else. Basically, three meals and a test session for a one-size fee. We're looking at that idea just to make things easy. The other thing is I was recently made aware that I would get five Tektronix 20 meg dual trace scopes, and they were going to be dumpsterized, and so I'm going to be giving those to recent young people who have gotten their ham licenses and don't have a scope, and who will be willing to have one. The only thing I'm going to require of them is that they learn the basics of how to use it. So when I get them, we're going to have five or six young men sitting down to learn how to use their scope one night. That would be entertaining. I was thinking of Zach, and I was thinking of if he wants one, and I'm thinking of a couple of boys I know who are scouts as well, and maybe if someone has somebody in mind who's a young person, would probably not have the means to get an assault scope or otherwise be tempted to pick one up, that might be something to think about. So I'm looking for recommendations for that. Don't go promising the young man, please, but if you catch me offline at W2TTT@ARRL.net, that would be very, very helpful. I am looking to probably place one more oscilloscope, so I'll be receiving them tomorrow. So that's pretty cool. Alrighty. So anybody else have any things that they want to talk about? Anyone have any follow-up to the SDR conversation from last week? Okay, well, this is going to be the final call. If anyone has any other topics they want to raise, that's great. If they don't, we're going to secure. Somebody in there trying to get into the repeater who's just not making it. I'll tell you what, if you guys can flip to the input, I'm going to pitch for this station one more time. Station, try it one more time. This is KTBAR. Nothing heard. Okay, well, I would like to thank the attendees for tonight's net for their contributions. It was a little brief, but pretty pithy. KC2BYB, K2ZO, K2AMI, K2Zulu Charlie, K2BDU, KC2SGF, KC2RX, W2JEK, WE2R, and this is W2TTT. 4K2BAR, returning the repeater to normal amateur use, and thanking the Bergen County FM Association for their time and trouble. Take care and have a great day.